This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, the aforementioned Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ryanwood. How are we doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great, Sparky. It's still 52 degrees in the middle of November. Thanksgiving is next week,
yeah,
and it's 52 degrees. How can I complain about this?
I was looking last night on AccuWeather to see, okay, when are we going to get like the first real good snow? And it looks like it's December 5th, at least down here. I don't know about y'all in Green Bay. But down here, Thursday, December 5th, of course, week of our toy drive. That looks like the first day where we'll get some substantial snow. But between now and then, I don't think we'll have anything sticking either.
That's called house money. They have a term for that. It's house money. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm just going to be very frank about that. I'm very happy.
So you've moved on from the Mets? You're good? You're okay?
It was easier when, like, you know, we'll talk about house money. Like, they were terrible the first half of the season, and they're young. I'm good, Sparky. I'm good. Not all losses are the same. Sometimes you have a team that just can't get over the hump against your biggest rival for 11 straight games.
Yep.
And then you feel like you're there, right? You feel like, okay, this is the moment. It's going to change. And then the tip of a friggin' left middle finger gets in the way and deflects a field goal. That's a demoralizing loss of the Bears. As a Mets fan, it's not the same. No, I'm good.
Okay, Bears fans not good. You've seen all the videos of people freaking out. Charlie told me he ripped off his Urlacher jersey and threw it across his room when it happened, when he saw it on TV. I have Rami Makhlouf coming up at 4:20 to rub it into him, so I'm looking forward to talking to Rami from the Score Down in Chicago. All right, so is it fair to kind of say special teams won it for him yesterday? Between the great punting and then that blocked field goal, Bisaccia's group kind of came up big for him.
You know, I had the same thought after it, like the commotion all settled down, because there was a lot of commotion there for a little bit. Get up from the locker room, I'm kind of quiet my thoughts in the press box at Soldier Field. I'm like, did the Packers special teams just win a game?
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever seen this before?
Nope.
Is this new untreaded water? Like, that actually happened. Yeah. The Packers special teams won them a game. And I thought, you know, obviously it's been well reported by everybody, because that's all anyone in the locker room wanted to talk about was, you know what? Rich Bisaccia, he was telling us all week, he was saying, there's a flaw in this Bears field goal unit. You better block a kick. You better block a kick. So I thought that was very interesting, because I called ball game when Keenan Allen caught that left out route. They were in field goal position. I thought it was it, right? It seemed on the outside to have a sense of inevitability, like this is going to be a terrible loss for the Packers. But internally, everyone, whether you're on the field goal block unit or on the sideline, every single person internally was thinking, well, this is the block kick coming up, because Rich Bisaccia had been stressing that all week, that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, you know, the power of belief is a strong thing.
When we talk about the Packers in general in this game, my question in the first segment was, are you more happy or mad about yesterday's Packers win? Because there was definitely a lot of negatives from the perspective of, whether it be Love throwing another interception, whether it be them not being able to stop the Bears on fourth down on any occasion, about them not being able to convert on a two-point conversion with an awful play call, I thought. And there's so many things to point at in this game that you figured out a way to win, and I just feel like there was more negative than there was actually positive.
Yeah, but I think Matt LaFleur is right. The first thing he told his team in the locker room is that they're never going to apologize for a win.
Yeah, but I'm not on the team. I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying it like how I see it, Ryan Wood.
Yeah, but do you want to be 7-3 or 6-4 right now, Sparky?
Well, it's not my team. I'm on the radio. I'm a sports talk guy. I'm just telling you, there were a lot of negatives on that field yesterday that, as McCarthy would say, they have to clean up here before the Niner game.
Oh, let's be very clear. I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm saying you start from this premise. Never apologize for a win. 7-3 always beats 6-4. You would rather be 7-3 and win ugly, which this Packers team is mastering the art of winning ugly.
Yep.
Let's think about Jacksonville. Let's think of, there's plenty of ugly wins here, but you'd rather win ugly than have moral victories because they don't count. So it's a good thing. A year ago, this team was 4-6 at through 10 games. 7-3 is better than that. That's where you start. Now, this is a good Packers team, and they showed it yesterday because it's the type of game that good teams win and bad teams lose. A bad Bears team. Nothing else new there. But I've seen a lot of good Packers teams. And what invariably happens around this time of year, midway through, is with a good Packers team, there starts to emerge some areas where if you know, the things that they need to get cleaned up. And if they get those things cleaned up, they can go a really long way because it's a good team. If not, you kind of know in the back of your head it's there. And it could truncate the season. The season could end prematurely because of these issues. And it's pretty easy to see what those are, right? Jordan Love, who I thought was better with his decision-making, still had an interception. He hasn't had a game this season.
But that wasn't a decision. That was a physical error. That wasn't a decision. The decision, he made the correct decision to throw to the guy. He just overthrew him.
I just said that. It was a good decision. He was better throughout yesterday. He was better with his decision-making. He actually threw the football away a couple times when nothing was there, trying to force it. He was checking it down. This looked closer to 2023 back half Jordan Love than any game this season. That's a step in the right direction. With that said, you got to hit your wide-open tight end. You got to get through a game with ball security. We haven't seen it yet. That's got to get better. Red zone offense in general, this Packers defensive line, where's the pass rush? I mean, there's three first-round picks. Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness on this defensive line. They have a combined 4.5 sacks now this season. That's a big problem. Each week it's increasingly becoming a bigger problem. They've got to figure out a way to get more consistent pass rush from their defensive front, or it's going to put a limit on the ceiling for this defense that's playing much better under Jeff Hafley, much better than ever were against under Joe Barry, but still, you've got to have a pass rush in this league, and it's not been consistent enough. So there's some areas here where they've got to be better, and that will ultimately determine how far this season stretches.
How long is Jair going to be out? I mean, he came back, he tried, and then he ended up on the sidelines. I mean, would they be better off just saying, okay, you're going to be gone for four games, and we'll bring you back when we know you're healthy, and we'll just try to get through these next 4-2-2 and see what happens? Because Carrington Valentine, his rookie year, gambled. I don't see that same guy anymore. Keyshawn Nixon definitely is not that guy at cornerback. They're in some trouble here at corner if Jair's not going to be on the field. You need him in the playoffs, which right now, I mean, unless you really fall apart, you're going to be in the playoffs. So why not just give him as much rest as possible and not worry about trying to get him back sooner than later?
Sparky, if I had a medical crystal ball, I'd be doing something a lot more lucrative than sports writing.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know what makes Jair Alexander's name. I just, he's one of those guys that is probably never just going to be able to last through a season, all 17 games. He hasn't done it. He's not going to be able to do it at this point because history is a precursor to what to expect in the future, right? So that's just, when he's on the field, it's an entirely different defense. Suddenly Jeff Hafley can be a heck of a lot more aggressive with blitzing because he can cover on the back end. It's marrying the pass rush and the coverage. Those things make sense. Jair Alexander's knee, I have no idea.
If it's me, I say you're done for four. and we're going to hope to get this all fixed up and right so you're ready for the playoffs. Because to me, that's the biggest thing at this moment in time. Trying to keep rushing him back or whatever they were trying to do yesterday and then him having to go out again doesn't serve anybody any purpose, right? They've always been considered conservative in nature when holding guys back from coming back. Be ultra-conservative with Alexander so you can have him for the postseason because obviously you're going to need him. He has Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Always, Sparky. Take care.